A Jewish Journal article. Pico Robertson Synagogue and Kosher Restaurant Targeted with Vandalism. Young Israel of Century City, YICC, is reeling from a May 28 incident involving an unidentified individual throwing a cinder block at its synagogue's window. The incident occurred around 1 a.m. on May 28, according to a YICC representative. Security camera footage captured an individual throwing the object at the synagogue, located at Pico Boulevard and Rexford Drive, but the synagogue's leadership was not able to identify the person. The object did not cause any damage to the synagogue window because the windows are shatterproof. The individual also threw an object at Pat's Restaurant, located one block away at Pico and Glenville Drive. On Friday, one of the windows of the kosher restaurant was boarded up. Pat's Restaurant is currently closed, with the restaurant operating in a parking lot across the street due to the pandemic. On Friday, a few hours before Shabbat, YICC held a press conference at the synagogue with YICC Rabbi Elazar Muskin and Simon Wiesenthal Center Rabbi Marvin Heyer, among others, attending. The synagogue's leadership believe the incident, which occurred amidst a spike in hate incidents targeting Jews across the country, was a hate crime. According to the YICC spokesperson, the individual targeted Pat's first, then went westbound down an alley behind YICC before throwing another object at YICC. The individual brought along the cinderblock object, which he threw and bounced off the window, the YICC representative said. Muskin told the journal that the cinderblock was a good 10-pound piece of concrete. He added that it sure smells like a hate crime. If you are just interested in vandalism, why not go to another store? Muskin asked. He chose the most well-known kosher restaurant in the city, and he chose a prominent synagogue, and it was premeditated because he was carrying this box with cement. So he knows what he is doing. A spokesperson for the Los Angeles Police Department told the journal that the matter is currently being investigated and they have no further information at this time. In a statement to the journal, City Councilmember Paul Koritz called the vandalism hateful and aggressive, and absolutely abhorrent. We must continue to remain vigilant and have situational awareness to keep our communities safe. We will not tolerate any form of hate or anti-Semitism to rip apart the fabric of our society that we have worked so hard to build, Koritz said. Rabbi Marvin Heyer, dean and founder of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, said in a statement that Simon Wiesenthal told him in 1977 that he lived in Vienna because, if you're studying malaria, you have to find out where the mosquitoes are. When you're studying anti-Semitism, you have to live in Vienna where the Nazis are. Heyer believes that if Wiesenthal were alive today, he would live in the United States of America. That's where the haters live and anti-Semitism is flourishing. Anti-Semitism has now become America's greatest hate pandemic and we terribly need to find a vaccine that really reflects America's human dignity. Associate Dean and Director of Global Social Action Agenda at the Simon Wiesenthal Center Rabbi Abraham Cooper told the journal that he commends President Joe Biden for his very strong statement today against the tsunami of anti-Semitism, but condemns, with the exception of Paul Koritz, the silence of the City Council of Los Angeles and our other elected political leaders who haven't said anything. They can't bring themselves to say the A word, that this is anti-Semitism, and that this is the importation of the Hamas war to the streets of LA. If Los Angeles elected officials don't start speaking out and taking on anti-Semitism, Cooper said, it signals to the pro-Palestinian thugs and the others that it's open season on the Jews. There is an epidemic of anti-Semitism in America today and Los Angeles is among its epicenter, American Jewish Committee Regional Director Richard Hirschhout said in a statement. A cinder block hurled at the window of a synagogue and a brick thrown through the window of a kosher restaurant, captured on video, are irrefutably crimes motivated by hate. We call upon the LAPD to fully investigate these cowardly acts and further elevate its protection of an understandably anxious community. The perpetrators of anti-Semitic hate crime must know that they cannot act with impunity. Muskin said that the synagogue is still planning to hold Shabbat services on May 29. We are determined to continue. We are not going to let these guys win. Video evidence. There were more Jewish properties targeted in that area, one of the most heavily Jewish areas in America. This video reportedly shows a suspect throwing cinder blocks into a Jewish-owned office next to kosher supermarket Glatt Mart near Pico and Robertson. 3. pic.twitter.com/kamhazibma. Sia Kordestani Lion, at Sia Kordestani, May 28, 2021. Ed note. This story has been updated to reflect additional information.